Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We've got a guy on the phone for a second date update. His name's Ryan. And apparently, Ryan's a big fan of the show.
Oh, cool. That's Yay. Awesome, Ryan. Thank you.
And it's just kind of funny. Most of the time when people write in, they tell us about their dates and what happened, what they liked about the person they were with. But Ryan didn't say a whole lot about his actual date. Okay. His email was mostly questions about our show and about us and what he likes about us. He's just a big fan. So, Ryan.
Are you just calling to meet him? Or?
Yeah, we're just trying to toot our own horns here.
He said he wanted a second date update, too. But, Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. I'm a stan, not a fan.
Stan.
Gosh, that's, if you guys don't know the Eminem reference, stan,
come
it's like a
on.
Super
it's a
wrong.
New, it's a new like lingo. Like if you stan something, you know, like the Eminem song?
No.
With the crazy fan who writes him letters and then ends up killing himself?
His name is
Sounds
stan.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
if you stan something, you are like obsessed with it.
Everybody says stan now. Everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Jeffrey, god dang.
Tell us more about the woman that you want us to call today. What's her name?
Justine. Justine, yeah.
Did you forget?
Yeah.
What?
I may have taken something before I did this.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
You're on drugs?
Wait, what?
Hope he didn't take too much. He's, like, really standing? Like, what's
going? Dude, no wonder he's a fan of our show.
Yeah. So can you focus a little bit? Tell us about your date with Justine.
Yeah. We did it on an app, a dating app.
Okay. That's how you met.
Yeah. Brooke, you didn't meet Michael on an app, right?
I didn't.
Apps
no.
were invented back then.
Michael's Brooke's
husband. Shut up, you guys. You guys suck. They were. No. I met my husband through work.
Which is like so old school.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, as much as I want to go into Brooke's relationship, I'd really like to focus a little bit on Justine.
Yeah.
And so you met her online.
Wait, is Alexis there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's there.
Okay, just checking. I can hardly hear you.
No.
Oh, my God. My Alexa just went off.
Oh, because you said Alexa.
I get that one a lot. Okay, back to Justine, though.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, we went to a wine bar.
Oh, wow, that's
and,
fun.
You know, we talked about you guys, too.
How much?
Does she listen?
Well, it just came up naturally because somebody here loves wine.
Brooke.
That's me. Yes, I do. Okay.
So anyway, she's a nurse. She's really cute. And I do graphic design, so
I'm
chill, and she's very, what's the word? Like, she's with it.
Yeah, she's a little bit more put together, maybe, than you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I didn't mean that in a mean way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just, I have friends who are graphic designers, and they're super chill, too.
Sorry, guys, this is just the stuff talking.
Okay.
Sorry.
Can I ask, did you show up sober to your date with her?
I apologize, yeah.
All right, okay.
You were sober.
Yes.
All right, so let's refocus once again. You're at the wine bar. You're talking about our show with Justine.
Yeah.
How did things go?
Yeah, we talked about stuff. We talked about traveling.
Okay.
I know, Brooke, you like to travel. We were talking about going to Thailand and like.
Brooke has been to Thailand.
Yeah.
God.
What's so funny?
You?
No, this
you're
is great.
You're kind of funny. You're all over the place, but we're following. We're
keep
following.
Going.
Okay,
okay. Keep going.
I mean, I could come over to the station and we could.
No, we're good, man.
Okay. So we went to the parking lot and I got her an Uber, and there was like a moment there where maybe I should have grabbed her and kissed her, but it was like I was too chill, you know, so she just got in the car and I texted her that evening.
That's a good move.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure she got home okay. I didn't hear back. And I know she arrived because Uber sent me a notification, but no notification coming from Justine.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I might have overdone it on social media the next day, but, you know, I don't know.
What does that
mean? What does that mean, you overdid it?
I sent her a bunch of links to your guys' program, the ones that are online.
Okay. So she wasn't a big listener before you.
No, but she said she loved it after I described it at dinner.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
right.
But I wanted to actually give her the full, you know, experience audio.
Okay.
Because me talking about it's not the same thing. Sorry, I'm not boring you guys.
No, this is good stuff.
I actually think that's a good thing because it shows that she likes your type of humor. Like, if you like our show and she likes our show, then you guys mutually probably will find the same things funny.
Exactly, and that's my master plan.
Okay.
Step ahead. But wait, so what happened after you sent her the stuff? She never wrote you back?
Nothing. Like, yeah, big time ghost.
Oh.
So maybe she didn't like it.
Or maybe he sent so many links that she's just still listening to all of them.
Yeah.
We have a lot of content.
She fell in love with us.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you thinking went wrong?
I have no idea. Maybe I talk too much in general, talk too much about you guys' show.
I'm afraid you know a little bit more about Brooke than you do, Justine.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You may know more about me than Alexis.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. What is one thing that you liked about Justine?
I mean, she's like, yeah. I don't know, guys. I mean, she was cute.
Okay.
Good. All right. Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? Why don't we play a song? You can pop another one of whatever you're taking, and you can think about it. So you'll have something to talk about when we come back and we do your second date update, okay?
Yeah. Dope.
Dope.
Okay.
Dope,
all right.
I like it.
Hold on. If you're just joining us for the second date update, we're talking to a super fan of the morning show. His name is Ryan. And he admits he was a little nervous to spend some time with us this morning. So before his call, he took something to help him relax. And, I mean, it's certainly been an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely wasn't just a vitamin.
No. Yeah.
No.
We figured that out.
We haven't really learned much about his actual date with the girl he went out with, Justine, other than they went to a wine bar and talked about our show a lot.
Uh-huh.
But he did mention the next day he sent her some links to a few of his favorite show segments, and after that, she really hasn't been responding.
Do you guys think we're the reason?
I mean, we have been before.
Yeah.
So.
Wouldn't be the first time, so he wants to know the reason why she's been ghosting. Ryan, how you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
okay.
You are.
Sounds like it.
Did you double down on whatever you're taking?
Yeah, I just exhaled, man.
Oh,
exhaled.
Okay.
Ryan, are you sure you want to call her? I mean, you're going to have to talk to her, and you're not in the a completely lucid state.
No, but I'm in the zone, though.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, he's used to this.
This is why he finds us funny. He's always like this.
Yeah, that's why.
We need you to just concentrate this whole time, okay?
Okay.
If this goes well, we might need to send him an email to remind him that he got a successful second date, because he might totally forget. But, okay, I'm about to dial the phone number right now. You ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Right.
Okay.
Good luck. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Justine?
It is me, yep.
Hi, Justine. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You've been listening.
No way. Is that you?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Hi, Justine.
Oh, God.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
hey.
My God.
Why are you calling me?
Because you're awesome.
That.
Yeah. No reason. we're doing a segment on our show that we do from time to time here.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah. Do you know which one I'm doing?
No.
Well,
okay.
You wanna tell me?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing the second date update.
I love that one. I love, 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 love that one.
Oh,
okay.
That's great.
Fun.
That's good.
Okay, well, I'm guessing.
I'm so completely obsessed with you guys.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
For how long? How long have you loved us?
Well, basically for 5 days. You know, I went out with this guy.
That makes you one of our longest running fans, actually. So congratulations.
Yeah, I love like your loser line.
Okay.
Like, who are these people?
I know. One of them is you now. You'll be featured.
I really do actually feel special about that.
God.
Yeah. Justine, this is awesome. Like, we really appreciate that you're a fan, and thank you so much for listening. But we do need...
thank you.
Thank you. We need to bring it back to the reason that we're calling you for the second date update, because Ryan, the guy who sent you all those links, he's hoping to get back in touch with you, and he doesn't know why you've suddenly ghosted him.
Well, you know, you guys, I'm like, it's totally embarrassing to say this, but it's kind of like I have a little crush. I was somebody else.
Oh, you met somebody else?
I totally have a crush on Jose.
Oh!
Our Jose?
Is he there?
Yeah, you said it with an accent. I don't speak Spanish. Like,
can I just say, I love you. I totally have a girl crush on you.
Oh, and, thank you.
Oh, totally. And it's like, I have been obsessed with your entire persona on these podcasts, like your Rolando voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Just do it for me now. Do the Rolando voice and eat it nachos.
I'm getting shy. You okay. Put me on the spot.
What? Come on,
do
Jose.
It. She's a fan.
You can talk to me in your sexy Rolando voice. We eat nachos together and drink margaritas.
That was pretty good.
This is really good.
Yeah.
Wait, but just because you have like a crush on Jose, why aren't you calling Ryan back?
Because if Ryan had the same personality and was as funny as Jose, I would totally be into him, but he's not. I totally have like a girl crush on you. I feel like I'm in fifth grade.
I'm blushing for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Me too. I'm dying. I'm like sweating. My hands are sweating. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
But hold on, we don't know each other. We don't even know if we live in the same state. Why would you not date another guy who you have met because you think another person's funny?
Yeah, Jose, I think we're forgetting that Ryan is actually on the line here.
That's true.
Yeah. Remember how these work, Justine? Ryan's on the other line listening.
She's only heard
That's right. That's how this works.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that Ryan has something to say about this. Ryan, are you there?
Jose, why are you moving in on my date, man?
No, I'm not moving at all.
He was just a loyal fan, and then you come in and block him.
Yeah.
I'm not moving in on anybody, bro. I'm here to help you still, okay?
You've already talked to her. Like, you're asking her which state she's in and where she's living.
No.
I heard it, too.
Yeah.
No,
he has a good point.
I didn't ask what state. I just said we probably don't even live in the same state. I'm trying to help you here.
No, man, you're talking to her. I've been listening to you forever. I know when you're flirting. You're flirting with her totally.
Call him out.
Not at all.
He did have his calendar out. He was looking for open dates.
Oh, my God.
Can you knock it off? Like, this is second date update, not like steal my date.
She's laughing.
Yeah, I know. I hear Justine giggling back there.
I didn't say anything funny. She's giggling on her own.
Ryan, be nice here. Let's play nice. I said I have a crush on him and not you.
Oh my gosh. You're making this worse for me.
We have a little morning show love triangle going on right
we
now.
We don't.
I know.
It is not a triangle. It is a straight line. There's two ends, not three.
Here's the thing about Jose, Justine, that a lot of people don't know. He truly is, like, kind-hearted, really wants a relationship, has been not very lucky in love, and this may turn it around
for
him.
No, that's not helping. I mean, that's sweet. Thank you.
I can tell that from his voice.
Yeah, very small package, too.
Yes. Very small. Extremely small.
He would make up for it in effort. He really would, I'm sure. I think you should pursue this.
I love that.
No, guys, hold on. My co-host, stop doing what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
We're helping.
You complain all the time about not having dates.
Dude, you're digging a hole. I don't know her. She doesn't know me.
You're worried about never becoming a father?
I do want to be a father someday.
I love that.
You always say love comes when you least expect it.
I'm flattered, but no thank you.
What?
Dude, now you're messing everything up.
Can't do anything right, Jose.
I want you guys to be in love. I want everyone to be in love.
Well, if you still want that, stop trying to make her laugh all the time, man.
I'm not trying. I'm sorry.
I'm just charming. I can't help it.
I'm a comedian, dude. What? I don't know. I'm not even saying anything funny.
You're a comedian who's just about to get punched in the mouth.
Oh, God. Wow.
Piece of
shit. No, bro. I'm not a piece of
son of a
Talking crap. Come on, guys.
Ryan, the drugs have gone bad, okay? Go to sleep. You'll feel better tomorrow.
I'll give you tickets to a comedy show.
I'm going to feel better when my hands are around Jose's neck.
Oh, my God.
Hang up. I am
That's when I'll
right
feel better.
All right,
choke that mother out.
The real question is, who are you going to ask for a second date?
I can't date her. I don't know her, guys.
I think that's I think that's up to Jeffrey.
Yeah, well,
it's up to me.
I think because Ryan is the one who asked us for help, I need to ask on his behalf first.
No!
Justine.
Oh my God, I look so bad.
I mean,
right
Ryan,
now.
Look, I'm just going to be honest, Ryan. This isn't looking very good for you right now, but I'm still going to ask.
Nope.
Justine, would you like to go out on a date with Jose?
I don't know her.
We will not pay for that.
Señor,
one.
Sí, sí.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ay, ay, ay.
I have nothing to do with this.
Muy caliente.
I cannot say yes. I don't know who she is. I don't know how many kids you have. I don't know what your job is.
You've been with girls knowing much less than that, Jose. Let's be honest.
As if those things were important.
Moving 92.5.